Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We've asked a couple of special people to join us here on WCCO this morning. And those are the two chairs who had a joint press conference yesterday. Rather unusual, but kind of a neat way to go. And we have asked them to join us this morning. And Ken Martin, the DFL chair, and Jennifer Carnahan, the GOP chair. Hey, thank you two for coming on. Ken, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. And happy Precinct Caucus Day.
Here we go. Nothing like that. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us here.
You betcha. Hey, let me ask you, first of all, there, Jennifer, about caucus. What should people know about this tonight?
Yeah, people should know that it's actually a very welcoming, friendly process. You just show up at your local neighborhood precinct, which should be within a couple miles of where you live. And you just go. Caucus starts at 7. A lot of places, registration will open at 6:30, 6:15. And it's just a chance to meet with like-minded political people and cast a vote in the straw ballot for the governor's race, and then potentially run to be a delegate for our conventions later in June, where we actually endorse our statewide candidates. So just really a chance to get involved in the process at the very basic level.
You know, Ken, I'm guessing this particular event has been the impetus for a lot of people that are currently holding office, that they got fired up at the caucus, I would guess.
Well, absolutely. I mean, on our side, you don't have to look much further than people like, you know, Paul Wellstone and Keith Ellison and so many other Democrats who've been elected up and down the ballot who started at their precinct caucuses. And it's a great system. It allows ordinary people, frankly, to have a huge influence in their party process, both in the selection of delegates who represent them at the conventions and endorse candidates, but also the direction of their party in terms of the issues that the party platform is going to take on and the party is going to advocate in the upcoming elections. So if you're concerned about the direction of the country or certainly the direction of the state, the best thing you can do is roll up your sleeves, get engaged in your precinct caucuses, because truly this is the antidote to big money and big names in politics. It allows, again, ordinary people to have a huge influence in the party.
Jennifer, a couple of years ago, we had a really good turnout here in Minnesota. What does it tell you about this year? What are you anticipating?
Yeah, we did. We definitely had a strong turnout. I think the turnout this year will definitely not be at the level that it was during a presidential year. But given that Minnesota has so many important races on the ballot in 2018, with two U.S. Senate races, all the congressional seats, an open governor seat, all the constitutional offices, and then the entire state house up, I think interest in Minnesota and interest in politics and our system and process is still very high. So we're still expecting a decent turnout and a lot of engagement.
Ken, tell me about the importance of the straw poll. I want to get your thoughts on that.
Well, it's it's certainly a sign for all of the campaigns running on both sides, the gubernatorial campaign. It's a sign of relative strength going into our important conventions coming up after the precinct caucuses, where delegates are elected through the process all the way to the state convention. While it's not binding, it certainly, as I said, gives an early test of strength for those campaigns who are organized enough to get their supporters out to the precinct caucuses. Both parties are required by state statute to conduct a gubernatorial straw poll this evening, and that's what we'll do. And so, again, for those folks who have a concern or would like to have a voice in the process of selecting our gubernatorial nominee, that process starts tonight at the precinct caucuses, where you can vote for your chosen candidate in the straw poll.
Hey, on a different subject, Jennifer and Ken, before you go, just briefly, I want to ask you so much about the particular issue, but I know today is the first hearing in the Fischbach dilemma on lieutenant governor and being a senator. So do you guys have any, Jennifer, let me ask you first, do you have any kind of idea of a timeline and when does this need to get done?
You know, I don't have any idea of a timeline because I'm not directly involved in it. Obviously, it'd be better for the state of Minnesota if issues like this get resolved quicker versus taking longer, because it's important. It impacts everything we do at the highest levels in the state of Minnesota.
Ken, any thoughts on how long you think this thing will take?
Well, I would have to imagine, because there's a serious constitutional issue here, that this will be expedited rather quickly. I imagine today that the district court will rule on it. It will be appealed quickly and probably fast-tracked to the Supreme Court, where they will decide on this constitutional issue. And then from there, if they decide that Lieutenant Governor Fischbach cannot hold both seats, then the governor would have to declare a vacancy within 5 days and order a special writ of election, and then from there hold an election within 35 days. And so this should, as Jennifer said, move rather quickly, and we're certainly hopeful that it will, so it gets resolved. And the people in Senate District 13 can have representation in the state Senate for this upcoming legislative session.
But first things first, again, Jennifer, for those who want to know about their caucuses, what should they do?
They should definitely go to the Secretary of State website. You can input your address, and it will tell you specifically where your precinct caucus location is. It's a very easy tool to use. I used it myself to make sure I knew where mine was. And then people just need to show up between 6:30 and 7, and caucus starts sharp at 7 o'clock.
Ken and Jennifer, always enjoy talking to you both. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Jennifer Carnahan, GOP chair. Ken Martin, DFL chair, holding that joint press conference yesterday. It was kind of fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.